Hi, this is Tanya, and I'm the author of Outsmart Your Cancer, and I have a woman named Kathleen on the line right now who has had a wonderful recovery from metastasized breast cancer. Hi, Kathleen. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Good. Well, I'm really anxious to get your story. I know you and I have spoken before, but it's been some time, so I don't remember all the details. And maybe you could start out telling us a little bit about who you are and how old you are and when this all got started.
Well, this got started a little over 5 years ago when I was 55, and it was just a regular mammogram. And they found something very small, but they didn't know what it was. So then I had a biopsy, and it was cancer, and we went from there.
And what was the original diagnosis of cancer? Was it ductile or lobular?
It was ductile.
Okay, so invasive ductile carcinoma?
Right.
Okay. And what did the doctors do then?
Well, we did a lumpectomy, and then they took some nodes out to see if it had gotten into the nodes.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some in the nodes, so they wanted to do more surgery, chemo, radiation, and then tamoxifen because it was estrogen-based.
Okay, and basically what your situation was that you had breast cancer that had already metastasized into your lymph system.
Right.
So then what did you decide to do?
I decided I wasn't going to do that. I decided that, you know, they gave you this book on chemotherapy, and it tells you all the things, the bad things that it does.
Mm-hmm.
And the same with radiation. And I thought, I had already known someone who had brain cancer and who had used the Protocell, and they were getting better. So I thought, well, I did a lot of praying, I will say that. I did a lot of praying, and I decided that this is what I was supposed to do.
Okay.
The Protocell. So I was going to the Cleveland Clinic, and, you know, it's a big place. So I was supposed to call back and make an appointment for the surgery, and, of course, I didn't. So they forgot about me until after I did the Protocell for 6 months. And then I decided I should go and check and see how the stuff is working.
Mm-hmm.
So I called them, I made an appointment, and of course they said, oh my gosh, they couldn't believe that I didn't come back. And the doctor did say, I'm not going to tell you that alternatives don't work, but they don't work for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband looked at her and said, can you tell me that chemotherapy and radiation work for everyone?
Good
she
question.
Said, no.
Okay.
So we did a mammogram, and there was nothing there. They did blood work, and they couldn't find anything.
Oh.
So every 3 months for a year and a half, I would go back for blood work and mammograms and everything, and I was fine. And now it's been over 5 years.
So they've basically been taking your blood markers for cancer,
mm-hmm.
and they've also been doing mammograms to see if it's anything has regrown in the breast, because you only had the lumpectomy.
Right.
Okay, but they wanted you to originally come back for a much more broad surgery.
Right.
Okay. Wow, well, that's fantastic. So are you still taking Protocell?
I take it like 3 months out of the year
okay.
to keep it away,
mm-hmm.
and I usually take it in the winter because I never get a cold or the flu while I'm taking it. So.
Right. That's a great time to take it if you're doing it preventively. I totally agree. So that's just wonderful. You know, it's really important the way you used Protocell, because I think there are so many situations out there where a person gets diagnosed with cancer and may be able to have a minor surgery remove the main tumor.
Mm-hmm.
But so many times that doesn't get all the cancer, or it has already metastasized to the lymph like yours did. And generally, just taking out a lymph node here or there is not going to get all that cancer in the lymph system.
No.
Obviously, that's what your doctors thought, because they wanted you to come back for all that extra
right.
surgery and chemo and radiation and tamoxifen.
Right.
Now, with the tamoxifen, I think that you made a wise decision on avoiding that as well, given my research about it. But did you do anything else, like any sort of natural hormones instead?
I'll tell you, I took the stuff from Life Extension, which is called I3C.
Okay.
And it regulates the estrogen in your body. And I would just take one a day, and I still take that. So
okay.
that keeps the estrogen where it should be, and it's made out of cauliflower and broccoli.
Right.
So it's not going to hurt you.
Right. And for others who don't know what that is, that's indole-3-carbinol, which is abbreviated as I3C.
Right.
And so, well, that's very exciting that you were able to do such a simple, easy thing and avoid all of those other very difficult therapies.
Yeah, it just seemed like the cure was worse than the disease.
Right. And have you had any further reaction from your doctors or family members or anybody?
Well, my family members were behind me 100%.
Mm-hmm.
They said, you got to do what you feel is right or else it won't work. The doctors, their attitude is, well, you were lucky.
Which, it's hard to know what that means because they were so convinced that it was... that all these other things were needed, that they didn't think you had much chance of being lucky when they were diagnosing you. By the way, could you just tell us how or which formulation was it, the 23 or 50, and how did you do your dosing?
Okay, I used the 23, which is recommended for breast cancer.
Right.
And I took it when I got up in the morning, 4 ounces of distilled water.
And a quarter teaspoonful of the Protocell?
Right.
Okay.
And I did that every 4 hours until I went to bed, and then I took a double dose at bedtime. I know some people who don't sleep well will just do one and then take another one in the middle of the night, but I wanted to sleep, so.
Okay. Okay, so just spacing it out and taking it every 4 hours during the day. So was that 5 times a day, actually?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
And it wasn't hard. I would fix them in the morning and put them in little empty water bottles and take it to work with me. It never interfered in my life at all.
Oh, wow, that's good. And you made sure it was distilled water every time?
Distilled water, yes.
Okay, well, that's great, because that's certainly the best thing to put the Protocell in if it's going to have to sit for a while.
Right.
So, I've come across a number of other people who used it that way, and it worked out very well for them.
Right.
Okay, well, that's really great. I'm so glad you were able to share your story here, and I hope it'll help a lot of other women who may want to do the same thing as you, possibly.
I hope it will, too.
I think for many women, having a minor lumpectomy and then just using a strong alternative approach like Protocell can be a great idea.
I do, too.
And obviously, your cancer hasn't returned.
No.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Kathleen. I really appreciate you giving us your story here today.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.